This is St. Louis Public Radio. El Torian Hawkins has made it his mission to help people buy vacant city-owned houses. The 25-year-old contractor has bought several homes from the city's Land Reutilization Authority, or LRA, and he helped start the Finest 15 program, where he gives live tours of LRA houses on Facebook. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan spoke with Hawkins about his passion for showcasing vacant homes.
My Facebook live tours, I love them, by the way. So instead of keep setting up appointments, because I do this pro bono, you know, weekend after weekend, probably looking at the same house, what I do is I go on Facebook and go live.
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday. So coming into the inside, you get inside, there's carpet. Not in good condition, but what the carpet tells you is whatever's underneath is going to be in great condition.
I give tours on Facebook because everybody can't make it out of the house. Everybody can't set up appointments. Everybody don't have the opportunity to leave work, you know, so I'm trying to bring it to them instead of them coming to us. So
you were still a student at Harris Stowe when you bought your first LRA-owned home for $1,000. What was that experience like?
I went in. I knew what I had to do. I made a checklist on what all needed to be done. I knew around how much money it was going to take, and I went in and took care of it all myself. So I started just for the income-wise. But once I bought that house and finished it, it turned into a whole nother thing. I felt some type of entitlement. I felt like I owned a piece of this stock of this large company. And what was the company? The company was the neighborhood.
What are you looking for when you pick houses for the Finest 15?
What do I look for? So you're looking in the front of a house. You want to look at it structurally. There's all four walls there. Check. Once we figure out them four walls is there, we go inside. Then we decide if the roof has jeopardized the integrity of the structure, meaning everything that's coming from that roof has gone down to the second floor, on down to the first floor, on down to the basement. So sometimes you can have a complete cave-in. Sometimes it can still be there, but it's so damaged that if you walk on it, it's going to all cave in. So once we go inside and realize that the integrity is good, that's basically it. That's a win-win situation. A brick house, brick still good, roof still good.
So I know some people have criticized programs like this or even buying LRA properties in general because those houses can take a lot of work and things can come up in the process like asbestos. What kinds of support are you offering people to make sure that they're prepared to buy one of these homes and actually renovate them?
Things like asbestos and mold and things like that, what we do is we make sure they're aware of it. Hey, this house may have asbestos. So before you buy it, you might want to call this person and come look at this. Or you might want to call this person and come look at it before you even put an offer in. That's what we do. So I would have loved someone to break down these things before I got into my second house up there. Well, you might want to look at this. You might want to look at that because I had to learn by experience. And people in this business know that's the most costly way to learn.
So you've gone into a lot of old houses in St. Louis over the past couple years. Is there one in particular that stands out in your mind as like, oh, yeah, that was a really amazing house?
I love going into old houses because you find some crazy things. We walked in one house where it was a two-family flat. And upstairs, there was no way in a basement. On the way out, we seen a latch on the front steps, and we unlatched it, and what happened? The steps flipped up. That was the coolest thing thus far that I have seen in a house, a Batman staircase.
That was El Torian Hawkins speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan about his efforts to reduce the number of vacant houses in St. Louis.